Culture 9. Explorers.
Mary Kingsley was born in London in 1862, the daughter of a doctor and a domestic servant. She received little formal education, as in those days, people did not think that it was necessary to educate girls. However, she spent time in her father's library, which was full of travel and science books. In 1892, both of her parents died, and Mary inherited £4,300, a considerable sum at that time. Apart from a week in Paris, Mary had never been abroad. But she'd always dreamed of travelling to Africa, and with the money, she could now do this. She arrived in Sierra Leone in August 1893, lived with local people, and learned from them the skills needed to survive in the jungle. She often went alone into dangerous areas to collect plant and animal specimens. She had close encounters with a leopard and a crocodile. She returned to Britain in December 1893, but was back in Africa a year later. She daringly climbed the 4,040-metre-high Mount Cameroon by a previously unknown route, and wearing one of the long black dresses she had always worn since the death of her parents. In 1895, Mary went home again, taking some rare specimens, including a live reptile that she gave to London Zoo. She wrote two books about her experiences, Travels in West Africa and West African Studies, in which she described the way of life of the indigenous people. She was very critical, both of the missionaries who set out to convert the local people and of British colonial rule. Both, she felt, damaged the traditions and culture of the African people. Her fame grew, and she gave lectures on her travels all over Britain. Mary went out to Africa for the third and final time in March 1900. But before she could travel north to the part that she loved, she died of typhoid in Simonstown in South Africa. She was just 37 years old.